Déjà viré.
XS Mobile here. How may I help you?
You need to leave off the mobile. Everybody knows you're mobile. Hey.
Not necessarily. I could be at my desk. I could have an HT in my hands. I could be under a house. I mean, heck, you know. Here we go. Well, I just picked up the cherry picker trailer boom lift. I'm going to go to work now and get some trees trimmed in my house.
Good. Have you ever run one before?
No, sir. This will be my first. It's a 24-hour rental, so I'm going to get started as soon as I get back to the house, trim a few branches here and there, and as long as I have it back by 3:30 tomorrow, I will be good.
Now, is it one of those that runs off of an electric system?
It is battery powered, and there is a plug-in to keep the batteries charged. So I guess it works on both. It's basically they keep them plugged in to keep them fully charged. But I'm gonna plug it in at the house. So I should.
Okay. If it's similar to the one that I used. It's got a sensor in it. You've got to have the bed or the frame of the thing moderately level.
Now, the outriggers will come down and it'll level it itself.
Automatic leveling system?
Yeah, it's got outriggers. You push the button, the outriggers come down, and ba-bing, ba-bang, ba-boom.
Yep, I hear you. That's good. Now, see, the one I used was about, a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it didn't have that automated system.
Yeah, well, I believe you have to disconnect it from the vehicle before you use it, because you don't want to yank it on the ball hitch.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, that's good, bud. Well, I just hope you're not afraid of heights, because let me tell you what. 24 foot up in the air, that'll definitely get your attention, but the one I had went to 50 feet, and that was fun.
It's a bucket, so I'll be inside the bucket for one, and I'll have my belt on. Plus, who do you think put the tower up?
Well, I figured maybe Patch put it up there for you.
No. I was on the tower. No. That was me.
Okay. Well, good. You shouldn't have any problems then. Well, listen, just be careful with that thing. You know, you can get them a little bit out of shape, and it's not a good situation.
Oh, this thing is pretty stout. I'll take a picture of it. It's a pretty stout unit. You know, I don't think I'll have a problem.
That's good. All right. Well, so what else is going on today? Anything good? We talked to Jimmy?
No, I've been leaving Jimmy alone. He needs a break from me, you know, calling him every day, busting his chops about something, you know.
Yeah. But y'all are still working together.
Oh, yeah. It's just nothing happening right now. I ran down at Greenville and did a service call real quick. Cleaned up a gentleman's system and just grabbed a cherry picker and come home.
So how's he doing after that finger?
Oh, he's fine. He's fine. No issues.
Now, so has he got his knees mobiling along pretty good now?
Well, that's why you got me there, because I'm under the house. You know, I do all the ductwork crawling around and up in the attic and stuff. So he's, you know, he primarily takes care of the outside unit. And then, you know, we're all good. You know, no issues there either.
Back towards the house, and I'm so glad you've got that power supply working again. I told you what I ordered, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, you did. Listen, I'm in the driveway, Steve. Let me catch up with you a little later. Let me get on this so I don't waste too much time. I will catch you later, my friend.
Pull up there.
Oh, I shall. I shall. Thank you. Have a good afternoon. KN4VWA, KB2HXS.
WA.